Holy Spirit is described like a dove in this passage. What image springs to your mind? A beautiful bird, a symbol of hope and peace? Or maybe a rock dove, which may have been more likely to have been the case in Jesus' own world. A pigeon a bit like our own. Scruffy, grey, wild, untamable. Or maybe your mind turns like mine to the Celtic spiritual tradition of the Holy Spirit being a wild goose, inspired by the wild migrating geese in their own environment. They thought the Holy Spirit was like a wild goose coming and going on its own initiative and never to be pinned down, elusive, wild, untamable and free. The Spirit is clearly at work in this passage, a passage of new beginnings and transformations, a passage marking the start of Jesus' public ministry. Jesus is refreshed and renewed and strengthened by the waters of baptism. He is affirmed by God his Father and the Holy Spirit. And he commits himself to God and his mission by immediately after leaving the waters, going into the wilderness, where he is faced with the temptation of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus is looking forward, not backwards, and he knows God is with him. He hears his voice, and he feels the strength and guidance of the Holy Spirit. God affirms his mission, speaking clearly, for Jesus to hear and know that this is the path God wants him to tread. We too are at the cusp of new beginnings. We're at the beginning of a new year. And after a long and difficult 2020, it's time for us to have a fresh start. Time for us to return to God. Time for us to look forwards and not back, and to be renewed and strengthened by God's Holy Spirit, knowing that God is with us and that we can draw strength from him. Our mission is a bit like John the Baptist's. We're all called, in whatever walk of life, to proclaim Jesus as Lord and to prepare for his arrival. We need to be ready, and we need to make sure we draw on the strength of the Spirit to help and guide us. We are co-workers with Jesus and John in the work of the kingdom of God. We are to be beacons of light, testifying to the message of hope that God brings us. How can we be a gathered church, though, during a time of pandemic? Many of our buildings are closed, and we can't be church in our usual and normal ways. But church, which is us, the people of God, is not closed, because we are a church without walls, and where we gather together, wherever we are meeting in his name. We are gathering in different ways, and in ways which we have learnt during the pandemic of last year and all the lockdowns we have endured. With cases of COVID rising at the moment, it's right not to meet in person, because in doing so, we are following Jesus' commands to love one another and to look out for one another. What is God saying to you today? How can you play your part in our mission of worship, ministry, fellowship, and discipleship? Is God calling you to something new? And how is he affirming this? Through the Holy Spirit. With ideas that might niggle at you and not quite go away. And God will speak to you through scripture and prayer. Yes, it's very sad and difficult not to meet in person in our wonderful, wonderful church building of St. Andrew's. It's something we all feel the loss of. But maybe we should see this as an opportunity of being called to be church in a different way and in a new way. Change is challenging, but the Spirit is at work, proclaiming a new beginning. It's exciting and challenging, but know that God is with us. We all have our part to play in continuing Jesus' ministry and mission, bringing hope where there is despair, love where there is hate, light where there is darkness, forgiveness, kindness and compassion, building each other up and supporting each other through difficult times and also in joyful times. As we start afresh this year, let us remember God is at work through his Spirit and his Son, so be prepared. We all have a part to play. What is God calling you to do today?